Once again, happy Mother's Day. And grace to you and peace from God, our Father. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, at this particular moment, we come before you with an open heart and open mind. And we ask that you will speak to all of us, O Lord. I believe we are ready to listen. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Let us talk music for a minute. In 1978, a great English band, a rock band, The Who. 1978. People say, I wasn't even close to be born then. Anyway, they released a song on an album entitled, Who Are You? Who Are You? You. If you heard that, it goes like this. Who are you? Who? I sound like one of them. No, I keep going. Who are you? Who are you? Who? Again. Who are you? And in the middle of the song, the song is, who are you? Who are you all over? You know, asking the question. At one point, they stop and they say, well, who are you? I really want to know, who are you? Tell me, who are you? And the answer said, because I really want to know, who are you? I really want to know, who are you? So, you know, the music, if you listen to the guitar, the voices and the drum, I mean, Chris was talking to me this morning, they go crazy. It is simply asking the question, who are you forever? And this morning, this gospel text, and under, I will say, a different circumstances, Jesus is asking his disciple two questions, because he really wants to know. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? First question. Who do you say that I am? Second question. So Jesus and his disciples are on a retreat. Our Lord took his followers north of Galilee to a place called Caesarea Philippi. In this specific location, Jesus gave them a little surprise quiz, a little exam. And here it comes the first question. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? At this point in the life of Jesus' disciples and Jesus' ministry, I believe that the disciples had developed a sense of connectedness or perhaps understanding about Jesus seen doing the miracles, the multitude that came to listen to him, the way that he spoke, the way that he declared the kingdom of God, the way that he promoted the redemption, a new idea of a new thing that will come from heaven. So all that details, I believe that the disciples at this point, they already knew about Jesus himself. So who do people say the Son of Man is? Sometimes I hear people saying, you know, I do not care what people say about me. Have you heard that before? I do not care what you think about me. You do care. So Jesus is asking this rhetorical question to the disciples, thinking that, you know, I like for you to explain or to tell me, what have you heard about me? What details are connecting you or with the people around you? And here comes the recital of names. Some people say that you are John the Baptist. Some people say that you are Elijah, one of the prophets, or even Jeremiah, or one of the prophets himself. So now, if we, people of God, those of you who are here, were to respond to Jesus' first question, think about it for a minute. How are we to respond to that question? How you will respond to that question? Let me tell you some of the answers that I have heard already. Some people will say, well, Jesus is my personal Lord and Savior. He is the Son of God. He is my rock. He is my teacher. He is my example. He is pretty much everything, and the list of could go on and on and on and on. The reality is, my dear brothers and sisters, that at some point or another, we have all been told who Jesus is. Maybe you heard it from your pastors, your Sunday school teachers, your parents, your friends. You read it on Facebook. Regardless, the question remains. For some reason, none of the disciples, according to what we read, seemed eager to respond out of fear, according to the lesson, of giving the wrong answer. I'm sure that by now, they experienced God's presence again in the life of Jesus. And at this point, Jesus, for making some clarification, Jesus changed his question to the disciples. But who do you, my dear friend, may the disciple say who I am? Who do you say? So it becomes not only a question like to how people perceive Jesus, perhaps, what people are saying about the, you know, the Messiah, or the reality of this guy who is proclaiming the kingdom of God and leaving out the sense of a new hope and giving out details about the kingdom of God. No, now Jesus is twisting around. I said, what about you? And when I hear that you, it includes you and me. There's always an opportunity for us to be in the context of the text. He is speaking only to the disciples, and who do you say that I am? We all have gone through the sense of understanding about Jesus. That's why we're here, right? We are the church of Christ who have been pulled from the world to go back to the world to tell about who Jesus is. So you're looking at me like I'm crazy. But this is what it is. We are called the ecclesia. Those who have been pulled out from the world, being set aside to go back into the world to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And this is what Jesus is asking the disciples about. So in the terms of that, he asked them, what about you, my dear disciples? This is not a really easy question. You see, it is one thing to say who Jesus is in this atmosphere. It is a different story when we talk to Jesus in a different scenario. This place is easy for us to talk about him right now. And another idea is to really to be willing and able to place Jesus at the center of any conversation. A true confession. When I was in college in Puerto Rico, in the Catholic University, I was an Assembly of God PK individual in a Catholic university. Can you imagine that? And I met a Baptist PK student in the Catholic university. Two of us, a Baptist and an AG. Wow! What were you doing in the Catholic university? Anyway, I was there for the scholarship. And to change some people's minds, no, am I? But he was there also to be, anyway. One day, this friend of mine came to me and said, you know, we should go to downtown Bayamón. Bayamón is a big city in Puerto Rico. At that time, El Cantón de Bayamón was a, you don't go there. I mean, if you go there, you go in and out, you know? So he wanted us to go to the El Cantón de Bayamón to what? To proclaim Jesus. To preach Jesus. And I said, okay. I was not sure. See, I grew up in the Christian church. I knew about Jesus. My dad told me every single day about Jesus. My friends told me about Jesus. But I come to the point where my friend from the Baptist church is asking me and AG to go to downtown Bayamón to preach Jesus. Different story. I said to him, I only go down there if you do all the speaking. If you do all the talking, I will go with you. So that was my idea. We can go down there, but you will be the one speaking now. I just going to be there. You know, we went down to the Canton Bayamón, and he started talking, and I was behind, you know, next to him thinking, this is not going anywhere. But at one point, people, they were placing attention to what he was saying. He was talking about the Jesus that had transformed him, the Jesus that has come to his life, the Jesus that he encountered in his life. And this is a young man. And I was sitting back there saying, well, this is pretty good, because he was doing the preaching, not me. But that part of that, it became clear to me that it was important for us to gather and to do so. You know, Jesus' question is not so much about getting the right answer, as it is about witnessing and testifying to God's life, love, and presence in our life. Jesus wants to know, how, my dear disciple, you have connected with me. Not simply what other people are saying about me, but how you find the way to declare your faith as you get to know me. As I think about that question, it is less about our personal understanding and more about our heart. Jesus wants us to move from simply knowing about him to really know him. Should I repeat that? I wrote it down so I can remember. Jesus wants us to move from simply knowing about him to really know him. And you know, as the parents, as the grandparents, I say, and I'm going to say, we have a big task to tell and to demonstrate and to teach our children who Jesus is. It's one thing to hear a conversation at home and to be example by, you know, we simply know about him by really getting to know who he is. The world is presenting through Facebook and all the details about a different image, perhaps of one happiness and joy. And let me tell you, simply knowing Christ will transform you, will change you. Peter said, after reflection, you are the Messiah. You are the anointing one, the Son of the living God. Simon Peter spoke with a confident voice to what Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, for what you represent. You are a man of stone. It is upon your confession that I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against us. In this moment, we see the power and importance of a bold confession. Long before I will say the Apostles' Creed, as we proclaim every Sunday, Peter spoke his faith from the heart, openly. Believing people of God continue to make good confessions, giving a witness to their faith in Jesus, to the way they live in the world. My dad used to tell all of us, my sibling, and people around the church, he said, you need to behave like a child of God. You may be the only sermon some people will ever hear. Does that make sense? We need to behave like a child of God. What does that mean? Well, think about it. Because you will be, perhaps, the only sermon that some people will hear by around you. The most significant confession of faith, I will say, are not made on church assemblies or theological seminaries. To me, the most powerful confessions of faith are made by people like you and me, when conversations go where you never expected to go. Who do you say Jesus is? Well, we declare it has everything to do in how we live and how we stand before Almighty God. Who do you say Jesus is? Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Once again, gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with an open heart and open mind to thank you for Jesus. Through his love and his care, we have come to know you, because he's the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you for those terms of hope that we have received in Christ, who became our Lord and our Savior, through whom we pray. Amen.